Shalom to all. Today we're going to learn Mishnah Shumas Perek Ches Mishnah Vav and Mishnah Zayin. And today's Mishnahs are being learned with Chosrub Shlomi Zalmanu Vizugasam Rasiyat Vachal Yitzchalatim. They should be benched with a Sach Atzlach and Siat Dishmaya, good health, Parnasa B'Shefa and Kol Tov Selah. And Bischos Esbas Rachel she should be zecher to find her Zivig Hagun Bekar of Mamish. And the Mishnah says Nikuri Ta'ena Va'Anavim V'Kishum Va'Dluim V'Avatichem Malam V'Fainos. If a person has a fig, grape, squash, gourd, melon, or cucumber that has a hole in it, Afilu Hem Kikar. Even if he has a whole kikar's worth, a kikar is 60 mane, which means he has tons of this, and all of them have holes in them. It could be that it's very large and it has a hole only on one side, or it's very small and it has a hole in it. It doesn't make difference if it's still attached to the ground or the tree, or if it's detached. If this fruit or vegetable still has moisture in it, it's usher to eat. Why is that? Because we have to assume that a snake took a bite from this, the snake was the one that made a hole in it, and now, because there's liquid in it, because it's moist, his poison has spread throughout the entirety of the fruit or vegetable, and now it's dangerous to eat it, so don't eat it. And if an animal was bitten by a snake, it's usher to eat it, because it's a danger to the person. The animal is not a trefa just because it was bitten by a snake. We're just afraid that the snake's poison went through this animal's body, and now when you shecht and eat it, you're going to be eating the snake's poison, and that's dangerous for you, so no eating this animal. And now moving on to Mishnah Zayin. Now they would pour their wine through a filter, a mishameres, in order to filter out the sediment. Now often they would leave the wine in the bottom kli with this mishameres still on top of it. So Mishnah Zayin tells us, Hamishameres shal yayin asur mishum giloi. It's also to drink from the wine in the bottom kli when there's a mishameres on top of it because of giloi. Even though this mishameres is on top of the kli, so it's preventing the snake from getting to the wine which is in this kli, since the snake will drink from whatever's left over in the mishameres itself, its poison will trickle through the mishameres, through the strainer and go into the wine in the bottom kli, and therefore it's also to drink from the wine in the bottom kli. Whereas Rabbi Nechemia allows you to drink from the wine in the bottom kli, but we don't paskin like Rabbi Nechemia. We're going to stop here for the day. Pick up tomorrow with Mishnah Ches and Tes. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.